KN4 CPA.
CBA, KN4 VWA.
What are you up to, Steve?
It's gonna spend the morning nice and cool in my man cave cleaning it up this morning. But the original plumber in my building that I ran out laid two pipes over each other, and it's taken 40 years to rub a hole in one of the pipes, so I'm waiting on a plumber, and I'm over here straightening out my Part G from a Medicare. So much for getting my building straightened out. It's just one headache after another.
I know life can be a barrel of laughs sometimes. Well, I'm taking my dog to be groomed, and we made this appointment a few days ago, and she took it upon herself to poop all over herself last night, so I'm not too happy this morning.
Fun of fun. You gotta quit beating her off the table.
Say that again.
I said another ton of fun. I tell you what, it's no wonder they don't run around sick most of the time. Some of the stuff they put in these dog foods, I tell you.
We put her in a crate every night, and, I take her out right before she goes in her crate, and I don't know what happened, but anyway, I'm not too happy with her this morning, and she knows it.
Yep. Well, listen, I've destinated over here at the place where I'm getting my Part G Medicare from, so I gotta run in. I just wanted to say, hey, I might try to hit you on my way back out. 73s, bud. I hope everything goes well there. KV4 CBA, KN4 VWA. I'll be clear after you final.
Okay, well, it sounds like you got more of a headache than I do. Good luck, KB4 CBA Mobile.
Dave, shoot the dog.
Tom, did I hear you say shoot the dog?
Well, it's all the ambiguity of the, problem. One small lead bullet, and zingo, your problem solved. N0TR.
Come see me in jail when they arrested me for cruelty to animals.
No. Matter of fact, not at all. Well, how are you doing this morning, Dave? I hear you're having lots of fun. We are just finishing up breakfast and sitting there watching Matt Dillon. I even muted it so I could talk to you. By the way, what's Part G on Medicare? I never heard of it.
I don't know exactly. I've heard my wife talk about it. They have all these, ABC parts. Alphabet parts, I don't know. So, you'd have to get somebody that knows what they're talking about, because I don't have a clue.
Marie, she's over here. She knows everything. You know what that is? Probably a drug plan. I'm not sure. I have some kind of a drug plan through, who is it? AARP or what is it? She don't know. But at any rate, it doesn't pay worth a hoot, but I got it.
Oh, I figured you had yours through the VA.
I don't care whether it pays worth a hoot or not, because most of mine comes from the VA. You're quite correct, Dave.
Could you write that down and send it to my wife?
Yeah, the VA's been wonderful about that. Got no complaints. However, the drug plan comes in occasionally. There'll be something I need right away, and I used to be if you got a doctor's order and you give it to the VA, they'd immediately fill it, but it's a little more involved than that now. But I just a lot of times don't want to fool with it, and so eventually after you pay in, I think $450, well, this other one kicks in. But hopefully I don't get to that point. I've met it a couple of times. I got some salve I got to pick up down there now, but I just got a call this morning and said it won't be ready for 2 days. That's because I had an allergic reaction to this antifungal medicine the other day, and couldn't take it, and so they just gave me a topical cream. That's what they should have done in the first place, I think. Maybe they give me that because it works faster. And it did. It started working, but about killed me.
All right, well, let me run. I'm at the Petco here, and I'm going to take her in. I'll talk to you in a minute. She's still around KV4CBA.
Yeah, you need to take some lessons from my daughter. She's got a new one from the animal shelter. She lost one here a few weeks ago. And she's housebroken pretty quick. I don't know how she does it. I don't think I could put up with that anymore. See you later in 0TR.
For CBA Mobile.
Well, did they shoot the dog for you?
Get the, you know, the spa treatment. Oh, me. And, but she's needed a haircut for a long time. We only get this done about, I guess, 3 or 4 times a year, if that.
How about yourself there? Well, I got a haircut last night. My barber was in about 9:30 in 0TR.
Sorry, I'm making a few adjustments. I'm having trouble hearing the radio this morning.
No. I can resolve that problem also. Here's your tip of the day. It's a classic case of operator error.
Crew's not anchored down, it slides around, and I need to turn the volume up. That helps. Yeah, it's a simple thing.
Yeah, what you sow, so shall you reap, I guess. Well, it looks like it's going to be another hot day today, and I got to go out and feed and water the chickens, I guess. Unfortunately, Matt Dillon is a rerun. I think I've seen all 200 episodes here 20 years, so I might as well shut her down. Where are you at, over on Pleasantburg?
The old Shriners Hospital.
A lot. I'm an immigrant, you know. Oh, I'm looking out the window and the sun's so beautiful and the grass is so long and the wife's beautiful roses are out there. Wow. We brought that rose down here, or she did. I bought it for her Mother's Day about the year 2010, I think. And it's just been prolific, and it's beautiful to see and beautiful to smell.
You can enjoy them. That's something neither myself nor my wife have is a green thumb, and everything she gets dies. So, all right. So I'm at 291 and Rutherford Road. Does that help you any?
She put some big red peaches in front of me. I was trying to get this new Tractor Supply app. They got an app now. And that might be a good place to get dog food. But, yeah, you're fine, Dave. You're full quieting in there.
Fixing to get noisy. When I go down this hill, Rutherford, and then and come back up. I guess it's Piney Mountain that's blocking the repeater. But anyway, but if you lose me, I'll be back in a second.
Correct. Starting to get scratchy. Well, I'll tell you, the air quality's been horrible the last few days for us retired folks. And I can hardly get out in it. Just to go to the mailbox and back. It's really bad, but I got an email from my friend up in Kansas there yesterday. It sounds like they're getting pretty much the same weather, but I think starting Friday or Saturday, it's going to be in the 80s. Isn't that going to be wonderful?
It's your big 90, that's for sure. We haven't really had a blazing hot summer, though, like we've had in the past, so. But the humidity's been a killer, I tell you. On the tennis court, I have just, even in the evening, played last night started at 6:30, and even after the sun went down, I was still just sweating like crazy.
I don't see how you could even play tennis in this. It's just been horrid out there, even for healthy people. By golly, I did that. I'm not too bright when it comes to these telephone things and these apps, but I got the Tractor Supply app, and they've never had that before, so might help us save on chicken feed anyways.
They'd love for you to get those apps, and eventually, if not now, they'll set you up so you can, pay with your phone if you want to. And my wife has a couple of pizza places that we frequent, and she types in the order and pays for it, and all I have to do is pick it up and just walk in and walk right back out. So it's really nice.
I can do that with my phone, but I just don't. I don't know. I'm old-fashioned, Dave. And the daughter does. She'll go through a checkout stand and just stick her phone up by the thing you normally stick your credit card in, and ding, it's taken care of. Mine'll do that. It's an iPhone 11, but I don't know. I'm a little paranoid about that stuff. I'm sure it's pretty secure on Apple devices, but it's just not my cup of tea.
I don't have that either, and my wife, I think the only one that she does with her phone like that is Starbucks, and I think she goes by there about two or three times a week and on her way into work and treats herself to whatever it is she gets, and she uses her phone to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's secure, but there's things I just don't do that all kinds of people do. Number one is Facebook and any of those apps, Twitter, TikTok, any of that so-called Charlie Romeo Alpha Papa stuff.
You could say that word on the radio. I think. But anyway, I'll find something on Facebook, and my wife says, well, don't buy it off of Facebook. She said, I'll find it somewhere else. And, you know, 2 or 3 minutes later, she'll go, well, here it is. And it's usually a little bit cheaper, and it's usually Amazon, and we have Amazon Prime, and so we have free shipping, and so it turns out to be cheaper, and she just buys it off of there. And I've seen several things on Amazon that I purchased, you know, on Facebook that I purchased off of Amazon or somewhere like that. Oops, got a phone call. Let me run. KB4CVA.
Gerald TR. Fine business. See you later, Dick.
Very early. And,
is that in your car or in the crate?
In the crate. It was splattered everywhere.
You didn't clean her up?
Yeah, I cleaned her up. I mean, I got some wipes and cleaned her feed, and she had it all matted in her tail, and it was awful. In fact, I couldn't get it out of her tail.
You got an open mic, Dave.
That KB4CBA.
No, it was very interesting.
CBA, KN4VWA.
He's on the phone, Steve. N0TR.
N0TR, how you doing, Tom?
Oh, doing all right. Dave had an open mic, and we found out all kinds of personal things about his dog situation. shoot. Anyways, everybody's done that one time or another. How's your day going, Steve? I know you went in to see about Part G. What is Part G?
Part G is replacing Part F. If you have Part F, it's going to be thrown away, but people that still have it can keep it. Are you copying me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I went under a little shadow right there, and it seemed to go away real quick. That's fine now. Part G is the new replacement for Part F that's going away. And like I said, folks that have Part F can keep it if they wish. I got signed up for the Part G, and my drug supplement, and I'm off to the races.
No, that's what I wanted to know, if it was drugs. Where'd you have to go, down to the Social Security office, and did they let you in? I didn't know whether they were business as normal yet or not.
No, Part G is not the drug supplement. That's a separate thing. Part G is where, you've got your Part A and Part E, Part B, Medicare, and you have 20% left over. Well, this Part G takes care of all of the 20%, any other deductibles that's left over. So I pay my $200 deductible once a year, and with what I've got with the Part G, I can go to any doctor that I want, and I have zero outlay.
Well, that's good. Well, how much more do they take out of your check for that?
Well, the Part A and the Part B, as you know, is $144 off your Social Security check. Well, this Part G supplement for me was $126 a month. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds good. I don't need it, but I would if I didn't have the veterans. But they're good for my medicine and that on most of the time. Not all the time. And then I have a little AARP supplemental plan that pays it, but I have a supplement plan that pays that 20%. And it's considerably more than that. I'd have to ask Bernice. I don't pay no attention to it. They just take it out. It goes up every year. It's called a gap insurance. The guys, and some of it depends on your age. But I think it's $200 or so.
Well, I gotta tell you, Tom, I tried to go with Humana at first, and they quoted me one thing at about $127 or $128, and they come back and it was $139, and the drugs was going to be $13, and they came back and they said, oh no, it's going to be $40, and I said, oh no, you can keep Humana, and I looked at the AARP, and believe it or not, the AARP ain't no bargain. They're high. This, what I've got, is through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it's Blue Cross Blue Shield RG Premium, their top coverage.
An idea. Well, Steve, when you first get on Medicare, you have the option of signing up for this stuff. At least that's the way mine worked out. And if I should try to change that now, any pre-existing conditions will not be covered, and so it's impossible. You know, I can't do that.
I think the lady told me that if you have nothing going on, if you're healthy for two years or 3 years, then you can shift and change without being dinged for it. But, you know, hey, that remains to be seen.
Well, be careful about that if you decide to change it. But I know that I cannot. I have congestive heart failure, number one, amongst other things, and I'd have to write you a book. Both lungs collapsed, multiple lung surgery, all kinds of stuff in my background, so there's just no way I could ever do something like that. But that's okay. Things worked out fine. And when you first sign up, you have that option to take that gap insurance, and they can't ding you for the pre-existing.
Yeah, I was concerned that that's what was going to happen with me. But it didn't. I mean, when you first sign up, like you said, they can't ding you for anything. So I got a pretty good program, as long as they don't, you know, stop paying and doing stupid stuff. That kind of thing, I think I'll probably stick with it. So, anyhow, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a reputable company. We had them many years ago, for many years. Now, you can expect it to raise over time, but everything else does anyway, Steve. So, but yeah, keep that. It sounds like excellent idea to me.
Roger, roger. Well, I wonder if Dave's back in there yet. Dave, you back in there?
We're still cleaning up dog poop. We heard all about that.
Put in his car, did he?
I'm leaning to the wife. What he did to rectify the problem. No, he went into PetSmart to get it taken care of. I told him just shoot it and it'd eliminate all of his problems. And see, he thought he'd go to Plan B.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, there's a new place on Pelham Road. And it's down here just across from Reliant. You know, where they make the injectors? Well, it's not Reliant anymore. It's something else. But, anyhow, it's let me spell it for you. It's S-I-W-E-Y. Tacos and more. I'm gonna go in here and see if I can't get me a taco.
11:30. Well, we just finished breakfast there. Brunch, I guess. About 10 o'clock. I had some that sweet canned loaf, and I had egg and sausage and toast and coffee. And then Bernice brought me some pizzas just now. Better get some of them Big Reds while they're still there. Oh, them so good. That's affirmative. They have different varieties, and they come in at different stages during the summer, so I found. And Bernice bought a box. I call it the used car area back there, the used area. They have them that are dinged up and that up here at Fisher's. And, oh, my, they don't look like any of them's been dinged up. Just there might be a spot on one or two. So she always goes back there. I generally just go to the new ones up front. And this lady was real nice there yesterday, and she bought a box, and we got home, we weighed it. It was 34 pounds, and we paid $15 for it because it was on the bargain table. Wow, they're beautiful.
Now I know what you're talking about, Big Reds. Yep. Well, hey, that sounds like the kind that you kind of stew them up and freeze them for spaghetti sauce.
Heard of freezing them, but not for spaghetti. No, they're just sweet as honey. You can just peel them and eat them like they are. So we took that down to the daughter last evening, and it was late. I'd been putting in a ceiling fan for 2 days in the suspended ceiling, ironically, in the basement. Got done with that, and she had some pants that she hemmed for the boys for school. They have to wear uniforms now. And we took those down, and then we took them some upside down peach. It's peach and blueberry cake. Took half to the neighbors and took the other half down to the kids. And I bought Isaac some blackberries. Oh, the blackberries this year, Steve, are awesome. And Amy says anywhere you get them, but I know they're at Fisher's. They're just as sweet as honey. I never tasted blackberries that were so sweet. And they're as big as your thumb.
How about that? Now, on those Big Reds, you are referring to tomatoes, right?
Oh, no. Peaches. Peaches. I love tomatoes. They're right there at the top of my list. I have cottage cheese with tomatoes and green and red and yellow peppers almost every day. And if not, I have cottage cheese with peaches as a snack. My daughter, I always send her a picture of it because Bernice will make a little face on the cottage cheese with blueberries or something. She did it with blackberries this time. My daughter always sends back one of those emojis that looks like you're barfing because she says cottage cheese is curdled milk.
Yep. All right, well, listen, this place is calling my name. I'm going in to stuff my face, and I will catch you later. And if you run across Cole, just tell him I feel for him. Hold his nose, and I feel for him. I'll talk to you later, Tom. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final, Bubby.
Well, I thought I'd solved his problem when I just told him shoot the dog. He didn't seem to go along with that. Shoot, somebody hears me, I'll probably be up for the ASPCA non-reward of the year. Anyways, have a good day, Steve. Enjoy your lunch. This is NZLTR.